Patrice Berger, welcome. You are president of Radio DC Radio here in Saint-Julien-Molin-Molette, a small village in the Loire region near Ardèche. So tell us what happened on May 10th in your community radio studio.
Sunday, the 10th of May, in the early morning in Saint-Julien-Molin-Molette, which is a village de la Loire, which joins the Ardèche. The studio of the local Radio DC was ransacked with hammer and sprayed with a fire extinguisher. By way of signature, two swastika and the acronym 1488, which is well known in neo-Nazi circles.
So could you explain to us what this 1488 means and why your radio would be targeted with these symbols?
Because we are a radio which is very important for us. It's very important to give the possibility of speaking to people, in associative people, people who are interested in radio with children. And we had the idea this year, on the 10th of May, to talk about discrimination against black people. We would like to say something. We will make a special program to commemoration of the abolition of slavery that day. The moral damage is very important for us. We have the idea to do that about abolition of slavery.
So you feel that your radio was targeted because of the programs that you're broadcasting concerning discrimination and inclusion, teaching young children about tolerance and openness. Why would they target a rural radio? It sounds like something that would happen, you know, with sledgehammers and swastikas and a quite violent attack. It sounds like that something would happen in an urban area. So why your radio in a rural zone?
Because our radio is known in the Loire, people of Loire, or the people of Ardèche, as a radio interested in social relationships, in relationship with other people in Africa, in Haiti. We are interested in all these ways. We are interested in making children understand why ecology must be must change. We must have another way of behavior, another behavior now. Most important with the COVID.
Yeah, of course, everyone has to work together to solve this COVID problem. But I can imagine your complete shock when this happened. Have there been precedents? Have other racist attacks with swastikas, sort of neo-Nazis attack, happened in your region, or is this something completely new?
It's not our region. It's true in Radio DC. It's true in other SNRL radios, too. In your radio, in Ciel Guillaume, we have the same idea of what we can do with young people, what we can do with associative movements, what we can do with people all the world, the people who are interested in AMARC work.
So you feel that all community radios that are working towards bringing communities together are attacked by this same attack. But my question is, have there been other neo-Nazi attacks in your region, or is it a complete shock?
We're not the only one, because in our region, there are 14 radios. We are working together in a place which is the FREM Aura FM. We work together, all of us, people from Lyon, people from Grenoble, people from Saint-Étienne, people from Chambéry, from Annemasse, from all the people from Valence, all the people work together. And we work together at the same time with other radio stations in France, with the SNRL, for instance.
Okay, and so obviously I can imagine your shock and horror at discovering this, but you've talked about solidarity. Have you experienced any help in dealing with this problem, or do you feel alone to solve it, to find who did it and how to rebuild what comes next?
We will not be alone. I was surprised by that, because when I learned that, when Louis Perregaux, who was the director of this radio for a long time, he phoned me on this day to explain what happened. The guy who do that was gone.
So apparently there were witnesses who did see the person who destroyed your studio. And so the question now is, how are you going to rebuild and continue broadcasting your radio programs?
Yes, we continue broadcasting because we have a good team, in our radio station, a good team and good people all around. We went for us and take our place was very well. They put the 1488 and the swastikas were are not there. The studio is all right now. 2 days after, we could have new FM possibilities. A lot of people told us from other radio stations, told us, I have something to help you. I think it would be possible to resume our work.
So you're saying that you were able to come together, the radio volunteers and other community members, you repainted over these horrible symbols, and people loaned you equipment, so you were able to start again. Have you experienced solidarity beyond your town, nationally or internationally? Has the government helped or other radio associations?
The material damage is nearly 15,000 euros. 2 mixing tables, sound cards, computers were crushed. That is a lot of money, but it's possible now with the help of our friends or in France to have new possibilities to buy other mixing tables, as in sound cards, as other computers. It's a possibility. And there's a possibility also to be helped by other radio.
And would you say this attack is something that could happen again?
Yes, it could happen again. It could happen even in other radios in towns, other radios. We have a lot of good radios which we can work in our region, but there are also radios interested in what we do in other countries. And it would be maybe after the COVID, which is important now, some people are interested in another political way. It's possible that it comes again. It's possible.
Thank you very much, Patrice Berger. We wish you luck in rebuilding your studio and hope the wave of solidarity will continue to help Radio DC, Radio Here, and all community radios to continue in working towards tolerance for everybody. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you.